Yay, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ready for another day of knuckle-busting fun? We didn't think we'd make it. For a while there, we had our doubts. For a while, we were somewhat miffed, but at long last, it's Friday! Hallelujah, hallelujah, it's Friday. The weekend's here, and we'll have a canopy. We'll relax. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and take off our slacks. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, sit around the house in our rotten underwear. Hallelujah. Ooh. Yeah, a little harder to wake up every day. Thank God Friday rolls around. Because I don't know if I could do it one more day. Oh, sure, there was a time early on in the business when I could go 6 and 7 days a week. But now, like the old prize fighter, every time I get knocked down, it takes me a little bit longer to get off the canvas. Yeah, the blows sting a little bit more. The Sennheiser reeks a little bit more. I don't know what it is. 16 years of shrieking, I guess, finally. Finally, you slow down. What have I got to show for it? 16 years! You realize January will be 17 years I've been doing it. 17 years! If I joined the post office when I started shrieking, I'd be 3 years away from my retirement. 3 years away from Miami Beach with a blanket in my lap. Of course, I made a lot more money, I guess, than if I'd gone with the post office. But what do I got to show for it? Nothing. Nothing, not a red cent. I spent it all as fast as I got it. And you would, too. Believe me, you would. I mean, I must have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years.
Unbelievable. That is unbelievable, man.
Well, believe it, because it's true. I don't know anybody that could ever get an increase in pay and then just keep living the lifestyle he was living and save the extra money. You think you could do it, huh? You think if you doubled your pay one day, you'd just go on doing the same thing you're doing and take the extra double pay and put it in the bank? Well, forget it, because you wouldn't do it. You'd spend it. You'd end up like me, divorced, living it looks like a basketball. And then one day, to make it worse, they'll probably come to me and say, Grease, well, I don't know about all that hobble stuff, all that lawman, legislator. That was yesterday's boss, Yakin. We're going to go with something new. And sooner or later, I'll walk out. Then what's left? 35 years old, washed up. What am I going to do the rest of my life, huh? Sit around bumming drinks over at Joe's and Moe's for what I used to be? No. That's when I get even. When the day comes that they throw me out of here, that's the day that I get even. Because what have I got to live for? What have I got to live for, huh? What am I going to get a job at a convenience store? Will that be all? Come back and see us now. Now, that's the day that I get even with everybody that I ever felt wronged me. Because that's the day I just won't care anymore. I just won't care. I'll find that old third grade teacher. Hey! Remember when you held me back a grade and humiliated me because I didn't know the alphabet? Oh, why, is it Nino? Yes, Nina! And watch as they slowly slide down the blackboard, leaving a sticky, gloppy trail of plasma behind. You'll find my old softball coach. Hey, remember? Remember I always wanted to play third base? You never let me play at all. You told me I was playing left out. Remember that? You thought that was funny? Yeah, no. Everybody that ever slighted me. I'll find that old grizzled sergeant down in Jacksonville. Hey, remember you made me walk that beat Christmas Eve? Remember that? You maggot.
Of course, people will recognize me because I won't disguise myself. I'll just walk in, do what I gotta do, and walk out again because I don't care. Sooner or later, I'm gonna die under a hail of gunfire anyway, so I just don't care. I just DFC. I don't really care. Of course, by then, after they identify me and they identify the people that I bumped off because of a supposed slight, sooner or later they'll put like an army around Estelle, don't you think? Don't you think when they figure out it's me and I'm bumping off people that have done me wrong, they'll put an army around Estelle? Yeah, they'll be waiting. I wouldn't be able to get near the place. They'll have snipers on every roof. They'll have streets blocked off. They won't realize is that I just don't care, so I'll get me a hang glider and get on the tallest building I can find, and I'll strap TNT all around me, and I'll just leap off that building, and I'll come in high. Sure, they'll probably see me coming. They'll see it, they'll think, my God, the sky, we never cover the sky, open up! Bullets will sting me, ripping my clothing as I aim for Estelle's front window. Hey, baby! How are ya?
thing out of every corner of her home. Of course, she's still... probably won't be there. See, I know how the lawman's mind thinks. See, they think that by putting an old army around her place, that I'm gonna think that she was in there. Of course, she wouldn't be in there. That would be like the decoy. I'd get in there and blow myself up. Just in case she was. And she'd chuckle probably watching on some video monitor from some hotel somewhere. Yeah, she thinks she played it until she got in her car to leave. She'd say, stupid Nino. Couldn't even get his own suicide murder right. Well, Mom, I'll see you later. Bye-bye!
You get the facts.